Meanwhile, Jesus stood before the governor. The governor asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "You have said so." When he was accused by the chief priest and the elders, he gave them no answer. Then Pilate asked him, "Don't you hear their testimony they're bringing against you?" Jesus made no reply, not even a single charge, to the great amazement of the governor. Now it was the governor's custom at the festival to release the prisoner chosen by the crowd. At that time they had a well-known prisoner whose name was Jesus Barabbas. So when the crowd had gathered, Pilate asked them, "Which do you want me to release to you, Jesus Barabbas or Jesus, the one called the Messiah?" For he knew it was out of self-interest that they had planned to hand him over to them. While Pilate was sitting on the judge's seat, his wife sent him this message, "Don't have anything to do with that innocent man, for I have suffered a great deal today in a dream because of him." But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and to have Jesus executed. "Which of the two do you want me to release to you? Barabbas! What do you shall I do then with Jesus, who is called the Messiah?" They all answered, "Crucify him." "Why? What crime has he committed?" But they shouted all the louder, "Crucify him." When Pilate saw that he was getting nowhere, but instead an uproar was starting, he took water and washed his hands in front of the crowd. "I am innocent of this man's blood. It is your responsibility." All the people answered, "His blood is on us, not our children." Then he released Barabbas to them. He had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified. Then the governor's soldiers took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole company of soldiers around him. They stripped him, they put a scarlet robe on him, they twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on his head. They put a staff in his right hand, and they knelt in front of him and mocked him, "Hail, King of the Jews." They spit on him. They took the staff and struck him on the head again and again. And after they mocked him, they took off his robe and put his clothes on him. Then they led him away to crucify.